Golden Gopher men's hockey. They're playing one of their longtime rivals, the UMD Bulldogs, at Amsoil Arena in Duluth. Jess Myers is there. And now, Jess, is it fair to say Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press is covering this series?
Not exactly yet, but on November 1st, I will be taking over hockey duties for the Pioneer Press. I am writing for the St. Paul paper this weekend, and hope everybody catches my stuff there. But yeah, thank you, Steve. I'm excited about the new position and chance to cover the NHL, which I've always wanted to do. And we'll see what we get out of this Minnesota Wild team, but I think it could be a fun season.
Yeah, a little banged up going into the game in Columbus. The injuries starting to pile up. And one of the things you had to be optimistic about was the return of the captain, Jared Spurgeon, to the lineup, and now it sounds like he is out again.
That went from being an exclamation point to being a question mark pretty quickly. Played a couple of games. He had the surgeries last year, some back problems, some hip problems. Wound up playing only 16 games last year, and after just a couple games this year, we talked to Bill Guerin middle of the week this week when they practiced outdoors in St. Louis Park, and he said, you know, it's just a matter of rest and making sure he's fully recovered from the surgeries and all that. But a lot of people are pessimistic, I'll tell you. Jared Spurgeon into his 30s now, never been one of the bigger guys on the ice. And as I like to say, playing defense in the National Hockey League is about the worst thing you can do to a human body. So you wonder how effective he's going to be and how many games he's going to play this season. And, you know, they've already put Damon Hunt in the lineup a few times to kind of make up for the loss, but clearly some concerns about his future.
Yeah, one other thought on the Wild out of the gate. Filip Gustavsson has been good. And a goalie goal the other night. I was leaving a high school football game and heard the call of the goalie goal. Little did I know, in the long history of the NHL, there's only been 18 of those. All the games, thousands of games. It's unbelievable.
The first one in Minnesota Wild history, too.
Right.
There's an interesting case because Filip Gustavsson started this season not necessarily very happy about the way things looked in the goalie room. I mean, we know Marc-Andre Fleury is always going to be kind of the backup this season, and he's made it clear that this is his final season in the NHL, kind of a victory lap for him after a fantastic career. He'll be the guy that they go to every now and then. But the question was, is it going to be Jesper Wallstedt coming up, the young kid making more starts? Are they going to trade Filip Gustavsson, things like that? Well, the way Gustavsson has played in these first four games, I think he's got three of the four starts. He's not going to get traded anytime soon because he looks like he's ready to just kind of run with this number one job.
All right, Jess Myers at Amsoil Arena in Duluth, the Bulldogs and the Golden Gophers. Fire wagon a hockey on Friday night. Gophers win a Wild one 7-5.
You know, they jump out to a 4-0 lead after one period. They're up 5-1 after two periods, but the Bulldogs aren't a team that go away easily, especially not here on their home rink, you know, a packed crowd. And that was one of the things that these young Gopher players talked about coming into last night, was kind of their first real road test, their first time facing a student section who say some not so nice things to them when they're down in that end of the rink. And kind of a good test for a team that's young, but it's got a ton of depth on defense. And we really saw them jump out of the gate last night with that 4-0 lead right away, kind of had their way with the Bulldogs early on. You're right, it got a little goofy at the end. Bob Motzko said they wrestled the lead, you know, they wrestled the momentum back away from the Bulldogs every time UMD tried to take over the game. So that was a fun one. I think both coaches would like just a nice little quiet 3-1 game tonight or something like that.
And then a return to the cities for the Golden Gophers. They get the Tommies at 3M Arena at Mariucci on Friday night. Then that big showdown at the Xcel Energy Center. And I'm so glad to see the Tommies and the Gophers playing hockey. Hopefully it happens in hoops at some point, and so on and so forth. This is going to be a fun weekend.
Hey, don't we need some kind of traveling trophy for the Gophers and the Tommies?
No doubt. Yeah.
Some sort of battle of the Twin Cities kind of thing. You know, I don't know how you do it, but I think this could be a really fun rivalry, especially, you know, the new building that's going up on the St. Thomas campus is going to have about, I think, 5,000, 5,500 seats. You know that's going to be a great atmosphere, especially if they bring the Bulldogs into their building. But they're, as you mentioned, they're playing at Xcel Energy Center. I think it's next Saturday night, and they'll have a good crowd in there. They had maybe 10,000, 11,000 last year for a fantastic game between those two teams. Tommy's had a two-goal lead in the third period in that one. Gophers stormed back to tie it, and then Jimmy Snugger would shut her down in overtime. But this Tommy's team is not going away. They're clearly a program on the rise, and this is becoming a fun rivalry.
And finally, Jess, not good news out of Ritter Arena. The number one Badgers sweep the Golden Gophers at Ritter. Final 4-3 today.
Yeah, this Wisconsin team is just a wagon. And, you know, the Gophers have looked good in stretches early in the season, but still trying to find their identity, trying to find their legs. You know, Abby Murphy is still just a superstar of a player. And, man, can't wait to see what she's going to do in the PWHL probably as soon as next year. But when you have one star player like that that the other teams can kind of key on, that's what you're seeing. And Wisconsin proving why it's the number one team in the country this weekend, especially last night, that big 5-0 win.
All right. Well, Jess, always good to visit with you. Congrats on the new gig.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, you can catch my stuff in the Pioneer Press all winter, and I hope we can talk lots more, Steve.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. All right, Jess, enjoy the time in Duluth. Great town.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Jess Myers, joining us from Duluth. Once again, I'll take over the Wild beat at the Pioneer Press on November 1.